Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CNT.
Song for several years as he was the quarterback for the University of South Carolina. He is now the new head football coach right up the road at Nation Ford High School. We're going to catch up with now new head coach Jake Bentley on Palmetto Mornings. Welcome into this Friday edition of our great radio program. It is 7:40. We're looking at 26 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And we'd love to welcome in those listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app and WRHI.com.
And good morning to those of you who are watching us on CN2 or on social media.
We are excited to welcome to Palmetto Mornings in his first Palmetto Mornings interview, hopefully the first of many, the new head football coach for Nation Ford High School, the Falcons there, Coach Jake Bentley. And good morning to you, Coach.
Sir, I appreciate you having me.
Welcome.
Welcome. You. Now, you're sitting beside your athletic director there, our good friend Brian Dillon, who knows a thing or two about Palmetto Mornings. Did he tell you anything about how great this radio program is?
Yes, every ounce of it.
Brian will not let us down.
Nope.
Well, all right. Well, Brian, we'll catch up with you in a minute. But Jake, tell us the story of Jake Bentley. What do you want our audience to know? And you can go all the way back from the day you were born.
Oh, man.
No pressure.
Well, yeah. So I'm pretty sure I came out watching football. Growing up in a football family, Dad was a longtime high school coach in the state at Burns High School. Older brothers all played quarterback. I played quarterback, and little brother did too. Little sister was the only one that got to escape the quarterback lineage there. But grew up in Spartanburg County, there in Duncan. Whole life thinking going to go to Burns. Got to high school, and Dad took a job at Auburn. So was able to actually go to high school down in Alabama at Opelika High School, which was a tremendous blessing for me. It kind of took me out of my comfort zone of being away from Dad a little bit, you know, getting to spread my wings a little bit. But we went together back to South Carolina. Had a great career there. A lot of memories, a lot of ups and downs, but a special place there. Went a year, COVID year, was out in Utah. Got to experience something completely different out there.
I bet.
I love my time, but it was different. It was different, but special people out there as well. And then finished up my career at South Alabama for Kane Womack and Coach Applewhite down there. So that was playing career. And then when I was done with that, went down to FAU as a quarterback GA down there. Followed the OC, Brent Dierman, to University of North Alabama. Was able to be the quarterback coach for him there. And then we found out we were pregnant. Wife was pregnant. I was pregnant.
It's all the same.
Found out, had a little one on the way, and want to be back closer to family. So that's what brought us back here. So excited to be here and being able to use all those past experiences to hopefully build something special here.
You spent last season with the Rock Hill High School Bearcats. Was the quarterback coach there?
Yes, sir.
All right. And now you are the new head football coach for Nation Ford High School. Coach, are you surprised at how quick all this has kind of happened since your college career has ended and how fast this is moving for you?
Well, I think when I look back over my life and just seeing the doors that the Lord's opened to me and being able to just be blessed with so many opportunities, you know, just grateful to have people like Coach Dillon, be able to meet them and to believe in me throughout my whole life. And hopefully I can continue to make him proud, make the people that entrusted me proud. But I'm excited and ready. And like I said, it's been a whirlwind the last couple of years. Tired of moving. So ready to be in a community, be invested in it, have my son grow up in a community where it's truly a special place.
What are you most looking forward to going in as a head coach? Because we know a lot of times we talk to head coaches and athletic directors, and it's more sometimes than just being a coach. So how do you prepare to have a team of 50, 60, 70 boys that you essentially are responsible for?
Well, I just look forward to building that connection and that true, I want to put a true value on that connection from player to coach. Knowing that, like I said, when I went to high school, Coach Blackman, my head coach down in Opelika, just the investment he made in me and just the life lessons and things that I still to this day, think back on. And I hope one day to have that type of impact on our kids. And I see the emails and texts and calls my dad gets saying, man, coach, I appreciate what you did for me way back when. And that's what I'm looking forward to probably the most, is that genuine connection and those relationships with the guys.
Because the reality is not a lot of those guys will go on and play college. And then out of that, a small select few will hopefully make it to the NFL. So you need to prepare these young men for life outside of a sport that they've grown up playing since they were little.
Absolutely.
And what that looks like is different from each individual player that you come in contact with. What will the program look like underneath your leadership, either like the plays, the X's and the O's, and then to Ashley's point, a little bit of how you're going to pour into these young players?
Well, one thing we're going to make sure that we do as a staff is invest in our kids relationship-wise and then set the culture before we talk about scheme at all. I truly believe if the kids don't believe in each other and have an unselfish mindset about them, it really doesn't matter what we run. They got to believe in each other first, that they can do it, they can be successful, and then scheme will come, and then they'll truly buy in after that. But an unselfish team, a team that's going to compete, I love to compete. Every single day in the weight room is going to be a competition. We're going to have guys that when that whistle blows and that ball's kicked off, it's going to be four quarters of fearless competition. And no matter what the score is, we're going to compete. We're going to be unselfish and just continue to just keep attacking no matter what the circumstances are.
Brian Dillon is the athletic director for Nation Ford High School. Brian, what made Coach Jake Bentley the ideal candidate for your football program moving ahead?
Well, there's a lot of things, but first and foremost, you know, really met the overall goals and the idea of what Nation Ford football would look like, really matched what I see for Nation Ford athletics in general. So, you know, creating that culture, laying down those expectations, getting guys that are committed to working with everybody and being loyal to each other, and that's respect and discipline for the sport and for each other. So that was a really big thing. You know, came in with a great plan, you know, really looking through that thoroughly. You know, it was very detailed, you know, what do we want to do in every aspect of that, from classroom with the guys, the weight room, what game day looks like, and everything just really was fell in aligned with everything that I was looking for and Principal Chandler was looking for. And you know, it felt like a great fit at the time.
So
a lot of room for all of us to grow together, really, you know, commit to a long-term plan that allows Nation Ford to really grow and become, you know, hopefully one of the best teams in the area, in the state.
And Coach Bentley, you know this too, stability is what folks want, right? When there's always a lot of turnover, kids don't know where they stand, and one coach might have promised them this, somebody else comes in and says, oh, we're doing things a little different along those lines. So consistency is huge. Brian, I'll start this question with you. Answer it if you can, and then Coach Jake Bentley, continue it. We know football at most schools certainly drives the athletic department, but we also know that the other sports complement each other. So when you bring in, you know, a very recognizable name like Jake Bentley, played for University of South Carolina quarterback, to Nation Ford High School, how does he help to build up and continue the success of the other sports programs there at Nation Ford High School?
Well, you know, it starts throughout the hiring process. Like, we had coaches from other sports involved because at a high school, how you work with each other, you've got multi-sport athletes, how those student athletes work with multiple sets of coaches. do play multiple sports that kind of hone their skill sets is very important. So, you know, having them involved from the start of this was very important. You know, seeing how they interact on campus. The event we had on Friday to welcome Coach, you had a lot of coaches in there, builds the buzz. And it just, when you have a successful program that's very high profile, like a football program, it raises everybody. Like, it gets the excitement going throughout the entire school. It bleeds into other programs, and that's what we want to do. That's what we want to build. The success of the girls volleyball program has done that a lot at Nation Ford. So you've got that program at a high standard. You bring up the others, and especially with the football, you do that. Now you're really doing some things, and where some kids might have been choosing to go to some other opportunities, private schools and whatnot. You know, now those kids that are very talented, they stay, and it helps everything. It just builds in that excitement level. You can't underestimate the value of what a strong football program can do for an entire school and entire community.
And Jake, if you can just continue to play off of that, and just your role in that as well.
Well, like Coach said, it's going to be a tremendous opportunity for us as an athletic department to really build something special. And then when you look at it from a football standpoint, what's exciting is that the standard of excellence is there academically right now. Mm-hmm. Along the volleyball team, lacrosse team that's had success, the success is nothing new to our student body. Now, we got to be able to channel that and be able to bring it out in our football team and get us there as well. But the it's nothing new to be competing for state championships as a whole, as a school. And one thing I'm big about and want to make sure that we do as a football team, but also as an athletic program, is to create a culture of sustained success. It's invested in the middle schools, and it's being able to look at the young boys and girls in the community on Friday nights. They're running around playing, and they're looking forward to being a Nation Ford Falcon one day, knowing that they're going to have the opportunity to compete for championships every year. And that's something that growing up I was able to be a part of and see how special it is when a community knows that their kids and those kids know that they're going to be able to have something special in high school one day is what we want to get to.
Well, he is the new head football coach for Nation Ford High School. About to switch schools on you there, Jake. His name is Coach Jake Bentley. Again, you'll see him on the football field this year, Friday Night Lights. But of course, as he mentioned, it is going to be very, very busy starting now through the summer, getting the players ready. And it'll be really exciting to see how high the Falcons soar under your leadership, Coach. We look forward to having you back here on Palmetto Mornings. Just tell Brian to say, hey, Brian, I'm going to swing by and see my favorite radio program in all of the state of South Carolina, okay?
Award-winning.
Thank you. Oh,
thank you, Brian.
That's exactly right. When you're done, can you take him down the hallway and show him some of our trophies and awards? Coach, congratulations again. Good luck. York County is excited to have you, your wife, and your 8-week
yes, sir.
Son part of our community. And Brian, it's great catching up with you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
753.